we all know the priorities. With total respect to the FA Cup, it's not our main priority this year, but there's no midweek games. It's, you know, we can pick a team to go and try and give Hull City some problems and try and win the match, basically, and yet be mindful that they are in the Championship. They've got some experienced players, some high-quality players, and I know they're having a tough time at the moment, but we have to be respectful that they're in the league above us, and they would come here expecting, I think, to have a positive performance and a victory, but we have to make life difficult for them and see if we can progress to the next round.
It's becoming an age-old conversation these days about FA Cup third round. Has it lost its glamour? Do managers have to look at it because of the Christmas schedule and all that sort of thing? Do you go along with all that? Or, you know, I watched Arsenal-Chelsea last night. They didn't look tired.
I'm not sure Arsenal-Chelsea's programme, to be honest. I think it's... I just look at our physical statistics. Our physical statistics had been on a huge upward curve, and then over this period, it's dropped off. Now I could point to the illness bug that's been going through the club as well. That potentially it's dropped down a little bit, but I think these footballers are human beings. You know, I think to play two games literally in 3 days, you know, not that extra day, but literally in Saturday, Monday, is it's really tough to maintain the levels that you want. And I think at whatever level, Premier League level, League Two, Conference, it's really, really hard to keep pushing the body to the levels that you want. You pick up injuries, people overstretch, you get muscle injuries. That's why you've got squads. I understand all that. I deal with the human beings every day and realise that when they're in the dressing room before kick-off, you know, we're not talking about fatigue and tiredness. We're talking about performing and winning and competing, and players are all up for that challenge, and yet, you know, their bodies can break down. It's you have to be mindful of the human being, really. The mind wants to do it. Sometimes the body doesn't allow them to do it. We've come through it. We've remained unbeaten. I think it's a fantastic effort for the team to come through this period of games. We'd have, you know, we've drawn more than we'd have liked, of course. We'd have liked to have won some more, but you know, without making excuses, we've come through this really tough period with like a bug running through the football club as well, which has affected not just the ones who didn't play, but quite a few of the ones who did play, and we came through unbeaten. So I think a fantastic effort from the team, from everybody who's been involved. We come into a period now where there's for a few weeks no midweek games, and so we have to you know, really focus in now, prepare properly for every game. Proper focus on the next opposition and see if we can win some football matches, and I'm pretty sure we will do.
Just in terms of picking your team, if someone for a league game, say Shrewsbury coming up, had the smallest of niggles that felt I would be probably okay to play 70 minutes, if someone was in that same position this weekend, would you consider them less for selection because it's not the all-important league game?
Our supporters want us to get out of this division. Our players want us to get out of this division. The staff do. Everybody who cares about our football club wants to get out of this division this year. And with total respect to the group of players we've got, I think it's highly unlikely we're going to win the FA Cup or whatever round it is. And so if there's a footballer who's in doubt, I won't be risking them. I won't be playing them. I'll be giving them every chance to be ready and fit to play in the league matches and the league programme that's coming up after the cup game. But we still will be trying to beat Hull City. Whatever team we pick, we won't be picking a team of kids. We'll be picking a team that we feel can go and win the match, and it'll be a very strong team. But there's no need to take any chances with footballers that we need for the league programme.